On December 27th, an abrupt end was called to the San Antonio Symphony season, with no New Year performances as a cost-cutting measure. Then a new chair of the symphony's board signaled a change and three dates were added. Now, music director Sebastian Lang-Lessing confirms big news about the schedule.
The season will basically stay intact. There are a few little changes with the movies. For example, tickets have already been reimbursed.
Lang-Lessing is referring to the performances at the Majestic Theater, where a movie is shown, and the symphony provides all the symphonic music live as the movie plays. Councilman Roberto Trevino lays out the remaining season as it stands.
It looks like we'll have 7 classics, 3 pops, and we're definitely doing the 3 young people's concerts.
Classic series honor composers from centuries past, pop series target contemporary works, and young people's concerts are tailored for children. Each of those thematic concerts will have 2 or 3 performances, so the remaining dates scheduled number well into the 30s. The news comes on the heels of yesterday's joint city-county announcement of cash infusions meant to sustain the symphony. The county is offering up to $350,000.
This $350,000 is a match, so for every person that donates to the symphony, they will match up to $350,000.
The fiscal year symphony allocation from the city has $368,000 left to distribute.
These dollars will guarantee that those shows will occur.
The symphony season turnaround isn't a done deal, but Lang-Lessing is optimistic.
Quite a turning point, I think, in the symphony's history.
Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.